Hi, good morning. Can you hear me?
大家早上好，可以听见我吗
？Okay, awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Kai. My name is William Chen, and I was asked to share my learnings from serving with the young people.
大家好，我叫 William， 我被邀请来分享我在服侍年轻人当中所学习的东西。
So I still have a lot to learn in this area, and I'm thankful for the brothers and sisters around me I get to learn from and who have encouraged me, including my family.
在这方面呢，我还有许多要学习的地方，但是我很感谢身边的弟兄姊妹们给我做了这个榜样，还有给我的鼓励，也包括我的家人。
My wife, Bernice, was originally supposed to share today as well. Unfortunately, she's sick today, and so my sharing today is both of our thoughts together.
我的太太 Bernice 她本来今天也是要和大家分享的，但是她今天就生病了，所以无法在这里和大家分享。接下来我所分享的是我们两个人一起的一些学习。
So on Friday nights, all the English speaking groups, that's middle school, high school, yes group, and English, we join together for worship, and everyone is encouraged to pick a song or to pray.
在礼拜五的晚上，所有讲英文的小组会有共同敬拜的时间，这些小组包括初中生、高中生、青年的英文组，还有已经有家庭的英文组，这些我们大家会在一起有自由选诗和祷告的敬拜时间。
And then we break up into different groups by age, for Bible study. And so Bernice and I joined the Yes group, Young English Speaking group, and that's primarily college age, recent graduates, and young professionals.
在敬拜之后呢，不同的小组会有各自的查经。我跟我的太太 Bernice 呢，在礼拜五的时候会和青年的英文组一同查经。这个我们的组里面包括了大学生、刚毕业的，还有职青。
However, I realized it's important to not see these groups as totally separate from each other. And truly, we are in the family of God together, and we can worship and fellowship with each other regardless of age.
但我意识到很重要的一点是，我不能看这些小组为彼此独立的，因为不管是任何的小组，我们都是神家里面的人，我们可以不以年纪为界限，一同的敬拜交通。
In all the English speaking groups, we've been reading 1st through 3rd John this past semester, and it's given opportunities for us to fellowship together among the, across the different groups.
在青年英文组和已经有家庭的英文组，我们这段时间一起来读约翰一书到三书，约翰一到三书，然后我们有很多的机会有一同来交通。
And so I'll just share next a verse that's kind of on my heart for for this time.
我接下来想要和大家分享一段是从约翰三书里面的经文。
Is 3 John 3. It says, For I was overjoyed when brothers came and testified to your truth, that is how you are walking in truth. I have no greater joy than this, to hear my children walking in the truth.
在约翰三书一章四节里面讲到，有弟兄来证明你心里存的真理，正如你按真理而行，我就甚喜乐。我听见我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐就没有比这个大的。
Now John speaks as a father figure to the saints he's referring to, and while I'm definitely not the same as that as John, I amen what he wrote. There is such a joy when we see brothers and sisters walking with the Lord and growing in Him.
那这段经文里面，约翰是以父亲的角色来对圣徒们说话。我当然是不是以这个角色，但我amen约翰所说的，当我看见主在弟兄姊妹们与主同行的时候，我真的是非常的喜乐。
We have several college and recent grads in Houston who we meet with each week, and it's encouraging to see just how they're growing in the Lord through their work, through their studies.
我们每周都会与几位在休斯顿的大学生和刚毕业的弟兄姊妹见面，然后听到他们通过在学习当中，在工作当中如何在主里面成长，我真的十分的受到鼓励。
And there are also many students in college who come back into Houston, and it's really encouraging just to hear how they're walking with the Lord and to catch up with them.
我们当中也有许多从外地回来的大学生们，当他们回来的时候，有机会听到他们是如何与主同行的，真的是很好。
We also appreciate when people come back into town, or are new, and they share, you know, the struggles that they've been going through, and that's the same for all of us, not just them, and we appreciate them being honest, so we know how to pray for them and encourage them.
我们也非常感恩当有外地回来的弟兄姊妹回到我们当中跟我们分享他们的挣扎的时候，我们更加明白或知道如何为他们祷告，我们也同样的分享他们所挣扎的这些事情。
One other burden that I and others have for the younger saints is that they would really be built up in his house and remembering that the Lord calls us all to serve as priests.
我另外一个负担就是年轻的圣徒能够在神的家中被建立起来，因为主呼召我们每一位都是要在他家中担任祭司的。
And so in my own words, I would say like, I hope there would be that healthy functioning in the body where there's that desire to gather together regularly, you know, during our Bible study times to ask questions, to share their thoughts, and to also serve the others around us, including those younger.
那用我自己的话来说呢，就是我希望基督的身体能够健康的运作，圣徒们可以渴望常常的聚在一起，在查经的时候我们愿意来提出问题，来分享我们的想法，并服侍我们周围的人。
I also really amen the message last Sunday that reminded us I need to first minister to the Lord before I try to serve others.
我也很阿们上个主日我所被提醒到的，我们在服侍彼此之前，我们要先服侍我们的主。
And so then when we plan, you know, the weekly gatherings, when we plan the different activities, you know, I'm reminded I need to focus not just on wanting people to come to the time, but just to put the Lord first and center as a primary thing.
所以当我们在安排每周的聚会我们的活动的时候，我不能只在乎大家多一点人可以来，而是要将主放在我们聚会的首位和中心。
At the same time, I remember 1 Corinthians 13 where it says, If I have all faith so as to remove mountains but do not have love, I am nothing.
同时我也想起哥林多前书13章里面讲到的，若我有全备的信可以移山却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
So one thing that the Lord has been teaching me is the importance of loving one another.
所以主他一直在教导我彼此相爱的重要性。
1 John 4:11 says, Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
在约翰一书四章十一节里面讲到，亲爱的，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
And so I really do hope when there's new friends coming to church or students coming from out of town that they would sense the love of God in our midst and that they would feel welcome in the body.
所以我真的是十分希望当我们中间有新朋友或有学生他们从城外回到我们当中聚会的时候，他们能够感受到我们当中的爱，他们也感受到这个身体里面是这样的欢迎他们。
And the Lord showed me that I need to be worked on in this area first.
但主也向我显明在这方面我仍需要努力。
And from 1 John I learned that loving other brothers and sisters starts with first remembering God's love for me.
在约翰一书里面提醒到我说，当我要学习爱别的弟兄姊妹的时候，首先我要记得神对我的爱。
And then I am able to love others with the love that God has, which is a sacrificial love. It's a love that costs something.
然后我才能以神的爱去爱身边的人，这是一种牺牲的爱，是一种愿意付出代价的爱。
I also realize I need to be intentional in loving one another.
我也在学习我要更加有意识的去彼此相爱。
First John encouraged me to take advantage of the opportunities I have with other saints and not just take my interactions with people for granted.
约翰一书也提醒到我说，要抓住每一个可以与圣徒交通的机会，而不是当作是理所当然的。
In my regular prayer call with a brother to learn to love him and not just go through the motions of, you know, praying together each week.
在我与一位弟兄定期的这个祷告的通话里面，我在学习如何去爱他，而不是只是祷告走个过场而已。
And during other times, like at church in the hallway or at lunch, to really want to learn about people and care for them and ask how they're doing.
在其他的时间，在教会里面，在走廊，在我们爱宴的时候，能够更加有意识的去关心大家的现状。
And outside of church, to even, you know, text one or two brothers to check in on them, or to get a meal with a brother or sister.
在教会之外，也许我可以更加有意识的向一两位弟兄发短信去问候他们，看他们过得怎么样，或者约他们吃一顿饭。
The second topic I have learned about is the importance of praying for others.
第二点我在学习的就是为彼此代祷的重要性。
And we hear from parents whose children are not walking with the Lord currently.
我们也听到有父母和我们分享他们的孩子现在并没有与主同行。
And ultimately, changing hearts to want to follow God is something that the Lord does.
我们知道改变人心跟随主这是神的工作。
But he often uses people like us, including in prayer.
但神也常常是使用人，也包括我们在，也借着人的祷告。
And so the Lord has reminded me to really take advantage of the corporate prayer times, like the Wednesday night time or the Yes Group Parents Prayer Meeting.
所以主就提醒我们需要珍惜每一次我们有团体祷告的机会，这包括我们礼拜三晚上的祷告会，也有我们青年组父母的祷告会。
My prayer partner in the Yes Group also has really encouraged me by just saying during our time, you know, let's pray for other brothers in the Yes Group. Let's pray for the winter retreat.
我在青年组的祷告伙伴也常鼓励我说我们要去为青年组当中别的弟兄们祷告，也为着我们将要来临的冬令会祷告。
And we really do see the Lord's faithfulness week after week.
我们实在是看到神他如何信实的一周一周的来回应我们的祷告。
The last thing that Bernice and I want to share about is learning not to be afraid to invite people who haven't been coming to a church to come to the meetings.
最后一件我和 Bernice 想要和大家分享的是不要去害怕邀请那些可能已经有一段时间没有聚会的人。
And so on one hand, there are brothers and sisters who have, you know, gone out from our midst, gone to college or graduated and are faithfully gathering at a local church and we really, local assembly, and we really thank the Lord for that.
在一方面有一些弟兄姊妹们他们上了大学或毕业了之后他们仍然忠心的在各地方的教会里面聚会我们感谢主。
But there are also brothers and sisters who used to gather with us who no longer gather together with other Christians.
但还有一种情况就是一些曾经与我们聚会的弟兄姊妹现在并没有与其他的信徒继续在聚会。
It is sad and it is hard to see this when it happens, as some of those people are our close friends.
这种情况的确让我们很伤心，有时候甚至会难以接受，因为其中这些人他们也是我们的朋友。
Our hope is that they would continue being in fellowship with believers, knowing that the Bible says we should not neglect meeting together, but rather encourage one another.
我们希望他们能够继续的与信徒们聚会，因为圣经警戒我们说不可停止聚会，倒要彼此劝勉。
And I think that for all of us, and it's not just those friends, there are many life circumstances or things we go through that keep us from wanting to gather together.
我相信对于我们来说不只是我们身边的这些朋友，其实生活上有许多的遭遇有时候会让我们觉得不想要来聚会。
And sometimes if we haven't been coming to church for a while, taking that first step can be very difficult and awkward.
有时候当我们有一段时间没有来聚会的时候，迈出回到聚会的第一步也会让我们感觉到困难或者是尴尬。
And Bernice and I often hesitate to invite some of these friends because we don't want to make them feel pressured or awkward.
然后 Bernice 和我呢也时常犹豫是否要邀请这些朋友，因为我们不想让他们感到有压力或者是让他们觉得很尴尬。
But we realize if we do not invite them, then in one way, we're making the decision for them that they won't come.
但我们意识到如果我们不邀请他们那么我们就是为他们不会来聚会而做这个决定。
But if the Lord puts them on our hearts to invite them, and if we obey, then the Lord is responsible for moving their hearts to accept the invitation or not.
但如果主把他们放在我们心里，我们去顺服，去邀请他们，那么神是那一位可以感动他们的心回到我们当中的。
We do not know when or how the Lord will work, but we know we can trust Him.
我们不知道主他会如何做，也不知道他会何时做。但我们知道我们可以相信他。
Bernice and I have also been the recipients of many loving brothers and sisters reaching out to us, including when we did not know the Lord or when we were not walking with the Lord at different periods in our life.
Bernice 和我都曾经是许多弟兄姊妹们邀请关怀的对象，包括在我们还不认识主，或者是在我们人生不同阶段远离主的时候。
Many people prayed for us and reached out to us.
有许多人为我们祷告，来关心我们。
So I need to be faithful in praying for these friends and to reach out to them as well, just as the Lord reached out to us through others.
所以我们也要衷心的去为这些朋友们祷告，去邀请他们，就像主曾经使用许多弟兄姊妹来关心，来邀请我和 Bernice 一样。
So in conclusion,I still have a lot to learn, and I realize I may not understand everything about this.
最后想和大家说的就是，我还有许多需要学习的，我在这方面的认识也还不全面。
I want to say thank you to the congregation for praying for me, praying for the young people, and I also want to share a few ways that we can continue to pray and reach out to the younger saints.
我感谢教会你们为年轻人，也包括我们来祷告。我接下来想要和大家分享几方面我们可以来为年轻人祷告和邀请的事。
So please pray for us to love one another, care for one another, including inviting friends who have not been meeting with other believers.
我们邀请大家来为我们祷告，我们可以彼此相爱，可以彼此关怀，也为着我们这个邀请这些朋友们来祷告。
One thing I am really encouraged by is that when I do see someone coming back into town, like a college or young, professional, many of the families here reach out to them and say hi, welcome them, and I think that's such a great part of the body.
有一件事我是十分受到十分感动的，就是当我看见我们有从外地回来的大学生回到我们当中的时候，教会的许多家庭就会向他们打招呼，来关心他们。我觉得这是真的是我们在身体里面十分好的一件事。
I also hope that the younger ones can also talk to and get to know the older ones and families in our church.
那我也希望我们当中年轻的弟兄姊妹们能够多去认识年长的，多去和他们说话。
We all need each other's help to know we are part of the same body.
我们都需要彼此，这样我们才能够认识到我们是在一个身体里面的。
Please also pray for me and the young people as well to see ourselves not just as individual Christians, but as a spiritual house that's being built together.
也请大家为我，为着年轻的弟兄姊妹们来祷告，让我们不看我们自己为个体的基督徒，而将自己视为在基督里共同被建造的灵工。
So as the Spirit leads, feel free to ask us to help serve in some capacity, even if it's just like moving a chair from one room to the other or something like that.
所以当圣灵，如果圣灵感动大家的话，也欢迎大家邀请我们来做一些我们力所能及的服事，即使只是像搬椅子这样的小事。
And feel free to sit next to us, at the table meeting and give a kind elbow to offer a prayer to.
我们也欢迎大家在饼杯的时候坐在年轻人的旁边，或者是碰一碰我们的手肘，来鼓励我们在饼杯的时候祷告。
When we serve in the body, it reminds us that we are part of the body and we're not meant to walk alone.
当我们在身体里服侍的时候，我们被提醒到我们的确是这身体的一部分，我们不应该是独行侠。
So let's continue to press on and pray for one another and to serve those around us.
所以让我们继续在祷告中将主的身体交托给他，并寻求他继续教导我们如何去服侍年轻人。
Hello, 弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
在开始神分享之前，我想先做一下自我介绍，因为跟接下来的分享是有关系的。
Before I start sharing, I would like to do a self-introduction because it relates to what I'm going to share today.
我叫李康康，我是17年来到 Rice 留学，并且从那时开始就一直在参加 RCG 的聚会。
My name is Li Kangkang. I came to study at Rice University back in 2017 and started attending RCGG gatherings in 2018.
然后感谢主，在18年在这里受浸归入主。
And thank the Lord that in 2018 I was baptized into the Lord.
然后感谢主是在我毕业之后，我也有机会留在休斯顿工作，继续在这里参加聚会。
And thank the Lord for giving me the opportunity to stay in Houston after graduation, continuing to be part of this fellowship.
回顾过去这些年，今年对我来说是很特别的一年。它既是最好最坏的一年，也是最好最值得我感恩的一年。
Reflecting back, this year is the very unique year for me because it has been both the worst and best year that I'm grateful for.
最坏指的是我身体健康方面是属于最坏的一年。
Being the worst year refers to my health.
然后最好的指的是我工作和在RCG的聚会这两方面。
And being the best year refers to my work and also gathering at RCGG.
可以看到神的恩典是更多，对吧？
We can see that God's grace is abundant.
然后我是从小胃就不是特别好，然后记得小时候有时候经常会夜里边疼得睡不着。
I had a stomach issue since I was little, sometimes experiencing pain that kept me awake at night.
这么多年有时好有时坏，而过去这一两年是比较坏的。
Over the past few years, my health condition has been inconsistent and particularly worse in the past 2 years.
过去这一年多，平均下来，我几乎每周都要看一两次医生。
On average, in the past year, I would need to see a doctor at least once a week.
但是身体状况还是没有稳定下来。
But my health condition hasn't stabilized.
我虽然说一直相信主会开路医治，但是这个等待的时间比我预想的要久很多。
Even though I have faith in the Lord, that He will heal me, but the waiting process has been much longer than I expected.
然后最近我更加明白，这是因为有一些功课我还没有真正的学习到，而主要在我身上做更深的工作。
Recently, I've come to understand that God has more lessons for me to learn, and He wants to do a deeper work in me.
我记得我以前为自己的身体健康祷告的时候，我喜欢用恢复这个词儿。
I remember when I prayed for my health in the past, I like using the term restoration.
因为借着神的救恩，我们的灵恢复了与神的联系。
Because through God's salvation, our spirits are restored to a relationship with Him.
如果我健康也可以恢复的话，那相当于是我们的灵和健康都一起恢复健康，恢复神创造我们的样子。这是不是听起来很属灵？
If the health can be restored, it would mean that both our spirit and the body are being restored to the image God created us in. Doesn't it sound very spiritual?
而且跟我名字里边的两个康对应上了，多好。
It even matches to the two cons in my name, which means health and recovery.
但是感谢主让我真的是学习到真正想恢复的话我必须要先做破碎和更新的工作。
But thank the Lord that in order to achieve the restoration, there must be work of brokenness and renewal.
这里边要破碎的是老我里面那些不好的生活习惯和心理的依赖。
The brokenness involves breaking away from old habits and psychological dependencies.
比如说我过去经常因为疾病在痛苦和虚弱之中的话， 我常常会通过各种娱乐方式先把这段时间给熬过去。
For example, during times of pain and weaknesses, due to illness, I often try to get through the time with various forms of entertainment.
比如说，我经常会把过多的希望放在我所认为的那些好医生身上，并因此可能得到一些过多的不太适合的治疗。
For example, I will place too much hope in what I consider good doctors and take excessive unnecessary treatments.
感谢主，借着这个长期难以解决的这个疾病，来提醒我，我一定要破碎心里面内心深处对人的智慧和方法的过度的依赖。
Thank God for using this prolonged illness to remind me to break free from the interdependency on human wisdom and methods.
真正把信心和盼望放在主的身上。
Truly placing my confidence, faith and hope in God.
放下心里边的很多思虑，然后真正能够安静在神的面前。
Learning how to quiet, to put down worries and quiet my heart before Him.
连于神，并且真正的依靠神。
And connecting life to God and living upon Him.
这样的话，我的属灵生命和我的身体才能真正的恢复健康和强壮。
Only then can my physical and spiritual life truly be restored and strengthened together.
如果说我身体上的这个经历，神是借着身体，我身体上这个经历在提醒我神的道路高于人的道路的话，那神是一直借着我在工作上和聚会上的经历在提醒我他的恩典，他的怜悯是超过我的所求所想的。
If physical illness reminds me that God's ways are higher than ours, my experiences at work and fellowship continually reveal God's abundant mercy and grace.
我现在是一名软件工程师。
I'm a software engineer.
过去这一两年，我经常因为身体原因没法正常工作。
Over the past year or two, health issues have prevented me from working consistently.
对于一个可能并不复杂的一个任务，我可能需要几天、几周，甚至一两个月都没有太好的进展。
For some very straightforward tasks that could take up to a couple of months without any obvious progress.
在按照人的看法的话，我这种应该属于很容易被拆除的。
From a human's perspective, I'm that kind of person can be easily laid off.
但是感谢主把我放在一个非常蒙恩的环境下。
But thank the Lord that He placed me in an incredibly blessed work environment.
我不但没有被开除，并且在今年完成了前两年都没有完成的非常麻烦的升职的项目。
Not only did I not be laid off, but I also completed a challenging a promotion job project this year.
在做升职项目的过程中，有好几次我都觉得啊，这肯定是完成不了了。
In the process of working on this project, there were several times when I felt that it couldn't be completed.
但是感谢主，在几个关键的节点上，主都借着各样的环境和帮助，让我都顺利度过。
However, at critical moments, God used various environments and help, get me through.
感谢主，在我最软弱的时候，他的能力和他的恩典得到了更多的彰显。
Thank the Lord that when I was most vulnerable, And those times became occasions for God's power and grace to be manifested even more.
我前面提到今年对我来说是最好的一年。
I mentioned about earlier that this year is also the best year.
这个比起我工作上的经历，其实更多是因为我看到神给 RCG 这个聚会的很多的祝福。
Comparing to my work experience, it's more on the side of the blessings on the gatherings at RCGG.
在过去几年中，神把各样有恩赐的弟兄姊妹带到这个聚会之中。
In the past few years, God brought various gifted brothers and sisters into our fellowship.
并且也扩大我们的帐幕，把越来越多的福音朋友吸引到我们这个聚会之中。
He has also expanded the tabernacle by bringing more gospel friends to our midst.
弟兄姊妹们和睦同居，一同热心的服侍主。
The brothers and sisters live harmoniously together, fervently serving the Lord.
我想分享几个对我来说印象很深的点。
I would like to share a few points that impressed me the most.
我记得有一个姊妹跟我说，她一个朋友最欣赏她的一个点是她对自己的时间很慷慨。
I remember someone mentioned that her friend appreciated her generosity with time.
对时间很慷慨是很不容易的一件事，尤其对我来说。
Being generous with time is not an easy thing, especially for me.
每个人的财富可能会有多少，但是每个人的时间一天只有24个小时。
All of us might have different treasures and assets, but we all have the same amount of time.
在这个聚会里面，我看到有很多的弟兄姊妹对自己的时间都非常慷慨。
Among our fellowship, I see many brothers and sisters being generous with their time.
比如说，我们每周五晚上会有一些福音朋友需要接送。
For example, every Friday evening, we have gospel friends that who need transportation.
有的姊妹她每周五每周不但是帮弟兄姊妹们一起来协调这些接送的安排，而且经常会先把自己的车排满，尽量给自己多安排人。
Some sisters not only coordinate and arrange transportation weekly, but also fill their cars each time.
有的姊妹可能工作非常忙，但是每次接送还都非常积极。
Even when busy with work, some sisters are actively involved in each transport arrangement.
慷慨也意味着把最好的时间给神。
Generosity also means giving the best time to God.
我记得有一段时间，有几位弟兄姊妹，有几位姊妹，她开放他们的家，让大家可以一起在早上做灵修。
I remember for some time that our sisters opened their homes for morning devotion so that people can start gathering.
比如说，前几段有两三位姊妹在开始制作 podcast 来分享他们的信仰与生活。
Also, another example, some sisters started producing podcasts to share their faith and life.
比如说，最近又有几位姊妹开始鼓励和带领大家一起来读尼陀生弟兄的《正常基督徒的生活》。
And also another example, a few sisters began encouraging and leading us in reading Watchman Nee's The Normal Christian Life.
大家听到这里面会不会有个疑问？为什么上面这个例子里面都是姊妹，弟兄们去哪了？
By now you might have the question, the examples are all related to sisters. What happened to the brothers?
在过去很长一段时间，我心里面也有这个疑问。
For a long time, I had the same question.
我经常看到在二十世纪聚会里面有很多姊妹非常棒。
I often see that in the RCGG gathering, all the sisters are amazing.
他们各有恩赐，又非常热心的服侍主。
Each has the unique gift and also a fervent heart for service.
但弟兄们连数量都已经很少了。
However, the number of brothers has been very limited.
但我知道这背后是有属灵的征战的。
But I know and understand that there is a spiritual warfare behind it.
感谢主，在过去的一两年中，神在我们中间加添了许多宝贵的年轻的弟兄们。
Thank the Lord, in the past year or two, He added many valuable brothers to our fellowship.
同样作为年轻的弟兄，其实我很能体会年轻弟兄在这样幕后的时代所面临的来自仇敌的很多攻击、诱惑和试探。
As a young brother, I keenly understand the attacks, temptations, and tests young brothers face in this last generation.
因此，当看到这些年轻的弟兄们选择跟随主、热心服侍主的话，我心真的是感到格外的感恩。
Seeing these brothers choose to follow the Lord and serve fervently fills me with gratitude.
并且，就像大家看到的那样，这些年轻的弟兄姊妹们也越来越多的兴起，参加到教会的服事之中。
As you can see, the young brothers and sisters are slowly rising up and become more involved in church's services.
这实在是一件更重要的事情，因为我们知道神的心意是在教会中。
This is even more important because God's heart is in the church.
我知道在在这个过程中，其实也少不了很多教会的肢体的扶持和祷告。
I know in this process, we do have much support and prayers from many church members.
在教会的生活中，我也看到许多的弟兄姊妹，他们都有非常好的爱心和摆上。
I also clearly see that in church life, the love and dedication of many brothers and sisters.
我虽然说也很想继续分享，但是我已经超时了。
Even though I would like to share more, but there is a time constraint.
最后我想分享一下，在我准备这个分享的时候，神把一段经文放在我的心中。
As I was preparing for the sharing, God has placed one verse in my heart.
就是以弗所书二章十节。
And this is from Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
愿我们每个人都可以更深的被神所制作、所更新，成为神合用的器皿、贵重的器皿。
May we all be molded deeper and renewed by Him so that we can become the precious vessels for God.
将荣耀归于神。
Give glory to our God.
谢谢。
Amen. Peace, brothers and sisters.
我叫张真玲。
My name is Julia Chan.
我是2015年来到这个教会的。
I came to this church in 2015.
那我今天要分享的就是我在今年初的时候在主里面的一个经历。
I would like to share an experience in Christ this year.
去年一月的时候我去做年检，然后医生告诉我说我的尿液里面血红素偏高。
Last January, when I went for my annual checkup, the doctor told me that there was a slightly elevated level of hemoglobin in my urine.
我跟医生说我从来没有看到我的尿液中有血色，那医生说因为不是很多，所以有的时候你肉眼是看不出来的。
I said I had never seen any blood color in my urine.And the doctor explained that it might not be visible to the naked eye due to the small amount.
医生说可能是你最近打球打得太多了，你太累了，所以休息一阵子以后，你再回来检查看看有没有改善。
The doctor said that it could be due to the excessive fatigue from playing sports, so I was advised to take a break and recheck later.
那到今年一月的时候，又是我年检的时候，所以医生照例还是要我去做我的尿液检查。那出来的结果呢，还是跟去年一样，血红素还是偏高。
In January of this year, during another annual checkup, the urine test came back with the same result. The hemoglobin level was still high.
所以医生就有点不放心，他就叫我直接去做断层扫描。
The doctor was concerned and recommended a CT scan.
那个报告出来了以后，医生就跟我讲说，在我的腹部里面有三个纤维瘤，一个十公分大，一个八公分大，还有一个是三公分大。
When the results came back, the doctor informed me that I had three fibroids in my abdomen, measuring 10 centimeters, 8 centimeters, and 3 centimeters.
所以这个尿血呢，可能就是这个纤维瘤造成的。
The hematuria could be attributed to these fibroids.
那医生说其实这个纤维瘤是很普遍的，但是它有一点不好的就是说它不但没有缩小，反而在长大，而且长得这么大，同时在这个大的上面又长一个小的出来。
The doctor said even though fibroids are common, mine were not shrinking but rather growing, and a smaller one was developing on top of the larger one.
所以他说这不是很正常，他就叫我去看妇科仔细检查。
So the doctor said it was abnormal, therefore, he advised me to see a gynecologist for a thorough examination.
那休斯顿这么大，我一时也不知道要去哪里找一个合适的医生。
In a city as vast as Houston, I wasn't sure where to find an eligible doctor.
所以有姐妹就在爱心里面建议我说，如果你找不到的话，就到网上去找，因为很多大的医院里面都有很好的医生。
Sisters in God's love suggested searching online, for reputable hospitals often have capable doctors.
那我就祷告问神说，这是你的心意吗？
So I prayed and asked God, is this your will?
神对我说，你可以来求我啊，我是神， 我是在大海中开道路，我是在沙漠中开江河的神。
God spoke to me, you can come and seek me. I am God who makes a way in the sea and rivers in the desert.
你要安静听我的声音。
You shall listen to my voice in quietness.
那我知道这不是神的心意，所以我就不再靠我自己的努力去找医生。
Knowing this was not God's will, I stopped searching with my own effort.
我就单单来仰望神，安静在主里面，只要主不对我说话，我就不动。
Instead, I solely relied on him and waited quietly in the Lord. If he did not speak, I would not act on my own.
十几天过去了，我还在安静的等候。
More than 10 days later, I was still quietly seeking.
突然有一个主日，有一个姐妹坐到我的旁边，就用很小声的声音对我说，她说教会里面有个弟兄是在医学中心工作的，他是做研究工作的，你要不要去问一问那位弟兄，看看他是不是能够帮忙推荐。
One Sunday, a sister sat next to me and told me in a whisper, there is a brother working and doing research in the medical center. Would you like to ask him for some recommendations?
我没有立刻去问那位弟兄，我就问神说，我说这是从你来的声音吗？
I did not reach out to the brother right away. Instead, I asked God, is this the voice coming from you?
过了一个星期，我觉得我心里面有平安了，所以我才鼓起勇气去问那位弟兄。
After another week, my heart was filled with peace. Then I mustered the courage, to inquire with them.
弟兄很客气地跟我说，他说他是在心脏科，不是在妇科，不过他可以帮我打听。
The brother told me that he worked in cardiology, not gynecology, but he could help, look for a doctor.
我知道如果弟兄跟我说他不方便，我也可以理解，因为心脏科跟妇科本来就不在一块的。
I wouldn't mind even if the brother was unable to help, since cardiology and gynecology are two different things.
可是弟兄仍然愿意帮忙，他答应愿意帮忙我，我非常感谢神。
But brother was still willing to help, therefore I'm full of thanksgiving.
我知道弟兄在主里面的爱心，我只有心存感恩，求神在主里面亲自来报答他。
Knowing the love of God in Christ, I was full of gratitude and pray that God would return brother with a favor.
找医生的事情呢，我就既然交托了，我就安静等候。
The matter of finding a doctor was entrusted, so I waited quietly in the Lord for the response.
过了一个星期，我接到弟兄给我电话，他说他透过他同事的同事帮我找到一位很好的医生。
One week later, the brother called and said that he had found a very capable doctor through the colleague of his colleague.
只是医生他不收新病人，所以就算我打电话去，我也约不到医生了。
But the doctor did not accept new patients, so even if I called, I could not secure an appointment.
最后还是这位弟兄他帮忙从内部去帮我跟医生约，我才约到看医生。
Eventually, with the help of the brother, I was able to schedule a visit.
我满心感谢神，因为我知道神从来没有一刻忘记过我，我也看到这一路都有神的手在带领。
I was full of thanksgiving, knowing that God never forgets me, and I could see God's hand leading me through this journey.
医生看了我的病历以后，他说的跟我家庭医生说的都是一样的，他们都不放心这个小的这个纤维瘤。
The doctor reviewed my medical records, expressing same concerns as the family doctor regarding the smaller fibroid.
所以就叫我去做核磁共振，要他要确定正确的位置在哪里。
She recommended an MRI, to confirm its exact location.
等医生等这个报告出来了以后，医生看了以后就很直接的跟我说，他说他可以帮我动手术。
After reviewing the results, the doctor told me that she could perform the surgery.
但是如果动了手术，把这纤维瘤拿出来，或许可以解决我尿血的问题。
And if she removed the fibroid, that could resolve the hematuria issue.
但是如果这个纤维瘤化验出来是恶性的话，那我就需要再回到医院去做第二次的手术。
However, if the fibroid turned out to be malignant, a second surgery would be needed.
除了要切除 可能其他有受到感染的淋巴以外，同时可能还要做其他的物理化学治疗。
Not only does she need to remove the potential infected lymph nodes, she will also need to give me the physical and chemical treatments.
他说这样子的话，手术太大，而且影响也很大，他不能这样对他的病人。
She said the impact of such surgery would be significant, and therefore she wanted to avoid it for her patients.
所以就建议我去看肿瘤科，由肿瘤科来决定要怎么样动这个手术。
So she advised consulting with an oncology department to determine the surgical approach.
那医生问我说，如果我愿意的话，他可以直接把我的病历转到肿瘤科去。我说好。
The doctor suggested transferring me directly to the oncology department, which I agreed to.
很快第二天肿瘤科就打电话给我。
Quickly enough, the next day, the oncologist called.
医生跟我谈了很多，在谈话之间，我突然感觉到死亡跟我是这么近。
We had a very detailed conversation. During our conversation, I suddenly felt the closeness of death.
我们是死是活，好像就在一线之间。
Whether we're alive or dead, it seems like just one step away.
我想起主耶稣说
I remember the Lord said,
生命在我，复活也在我，人或活着信我，他就永远不死，信我的人就是死了，他也要复活。
I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they are dead.
感谢神用这句话来提醒我。
Thank the Lord for reminding me of this verse.
那时候我们在周五的查经，我们也正好查到哥林多前书十五章，那里说到基督的复活。
At that time, for the Friday night Bible study, we were studying 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where it talked about Christ's resurrection.
十七节说，基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们人在罪里，就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。
It said in verse 17, and if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins, then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost.
我知道人要是在基督里面活着，就是死了也要复活。
I know if one lives in Christ, he will resurrect even though he dies.
如果不在基督里面，你就是死了，你就死了，你就没有复活的盼望。
And if not in Christ, if you die, then you die. There's no hope of resurrection.
我就明白什么是死。
I understood what the death was.
知道我的病虽然很可怕，但是更可怕的是我的罪。所以我必须要先解决我罪的问题，我才能够有复活的盼望。
Knowing that my illness is scary, but what's more scary is my sin. I know that I must deal with sin.
我感谢神，他用他的宝血在十字架上把我买赎回来，所以我是属他的。
I thank the Lord for redeeming me through his precious blood on the cross. Therefore, I belong to him.
我跟主说，愿主的旨意在我身上成就。
I then said to the Lord, May your will be accomplished on me.
接下来医生就开始安排我做手术的时间，还有告诉我这整个手术的过程。
Then the doctor began arranging the surgery and explained the entire procedure.
医生说会给我做全身的麻醉，先把这个纤维瘤取出来，然后立刻送去化验。
The doctor said that it'll involve general anesthesia and immediate removal of fibroid for biopsy.
那这个时候手术就会暂停，我仍然留在手术台上等这个化验报告出来结果，然后医生再看要怎么样继续进行我的手术。
At that moment, there will be a temporary pause in the surgery until the biopsy results came back.
从病历上面看，里面有许许多多的不确定。
Even though there are uncertainties on my medical record.
我承认，我当时在听到这些事情的时候，我的心里也是害怕、惶恐。
I admit that I was scary and also had the worries.
但是我从来没有怀疑过神的爱。
But I never doubted God's love.
我知道如果神他已经，因为我知道神他已经借着他的话对我说话，我也知道神是蛮有怜悯慈爱恩典的神。
I knew that God had spoken to me through his word. I also acknowledged that he is full of mercy, grace, and love.
所以我知道如果这个是良性的话，我感谢神。
Therefore, I thanked him if the fibroid was benign.
我也感谢神如果这是恶性的。
I would still thank him even if it's malignant.
因为如果神医治我，他是全能的神，就是他没有医治我，他仍然是全能的神。
If God heals me, he is almighty. Even if he doesn't heal me, he is still almighty.
山会转，水会动，神的慈爱永远不会变。
Mountains will turn and waters will move, but his love will never change.
他仍然是最爱我的神。
He's still my God who loves me the most.
我记得在我被推进手术室的时候，我看到墙上的钟上面是早上8:45。当我醒过来的时候是下午1:30。
I remember the clock on the wall read 8:45 in the morning before I entered the operating room. When I woke up, it was 1:30 in the afternoon.
在这段时间里面，在手术室外有两位姐妹守在那边为我祷告。
During this time, two sisters waited outside the operating room praying for me.
当我在恢复室里面等着要醒过来的时候，我就想起诗篇23篇。
In the recovery room, as I regained consciousness, I remember Psalm 23.
我虽行过死荫的幽谷，我也不怕遭害，因为你的杖、你的杆都安慰我。你使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名要引导我走义路。
Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake.
当我听到医生对我说，你的化验报告是良性的，我满心感谢神。
When the doctor told me that the biopsy showed a benign result, I was overwhelmed with gratitude.
以赛亚书41:14那里，神叫雅各是虫，而保罗他自己说他自己是虫都不如。
In Isaiah 41, God called Jacob worm. Paul said he was less than a worm.
而我不过是神从火堆里面把我抽出来的一根柴。
I'm merely a burning stick snatched from the fire.
我的生命是神还给我的，所以我愿意用我这一生来献给神，来服侍神。
God gave me my life back, and I'm willing to dedicate this life to him.
我要谢谢弟兄姐妹在我那段时间里面最需要的时候用祷告来扶持我。
I want to thank brothers and sisters praying for me and supporting me when I need them the most.
也让我们有机会一同经历神的爱。
May we also have the opportunity to experience God's love.
我感谢神，荣耀归给神。
I thank God and give him the glory. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
主内平安，我是梅红。
My name is Mei Hong.
当我走上这个讲台，心里充满着无比的感恩和激动。
As I stepped on this the podium, my heart is filled with immense gratitude and excitement.
今天我能活着，并将具有大能的耶稣奇妙的作为分享给大家，是一件非常值得感恩的事情。
Today I can live to share the mighty works of Jesus, full of power. It's truly a remarkable thing to give thanks on.
诗篇75:1来开启我的分享。
I'd like to start my sharing with Psalm 75, verse 1.
神啊，我们何等感谢你！我们感谢你，因为你亲近人，人都述说你奇妙的作为。
We praise you, God. We praise you, for your name is near. People tell of your wonderful deeds.
在过去的八个多月的时间里，我经历了很多的事情。
In the past 8 months, I have experienced many things.
有欢笑，有泪水，承蒙着神的怜爱与丰盛的恩典。
And there were laughter and tears, all under the abundant grace and mercy of God.
神垂听我们的祷告，并用慈爱与大能的双手治愈了软弱渺小的我。
God has heard our prayers, and with His loving and powerful hands, healed me who is weak and small.
今天我主要从三个方面来述说并感谢他的美意与作为。
Today I would like to share and express thanksgiving for His beautiful will and works in three aspects.
第一点，神是活的，他垂听祷告，在人不能，在神凡事都能。
First aspect, God is living. He hears prayers. What is impossible with man is possible with God.
今年四月初，在常规体检中，我被检查出红血球细胞只有常人的一半，需要立即输血。
In early April this year, during a routine checkup, it was discovered that my red blood cells count was only half of the normal of a normal level, and immediate blood transfusion was required.
祷告后，我们联系了妇科医生，他检查后立即安排输血，并告知我体内有肿瘤。
After prayer, we contacted a gynecologist, who upon examination immediately arranged for the blood transfusion and informed me of a tumor in my body.
他建议我去找专家治疗。
He suggested consultation with a specialist.
当时他为我们一起祷告，求神医治，感谢神垂听祷告。
The doctor, she prayed with us, seeking God's healing.
感谢神垂听祷告，在教会的弟兄姐妹和好邻居的帮助下，在一个礼拜以内，我们重新办理了保险，并预约到 MD Anderson 的专家门诊。
Thank God for hearing our prayer. Through the help of brothers and sisters and kind neighbors, we quickly reprocessed insurance within a week and secured an appointment with an expert at MD Anderson.
然而病情发展很快。就在我预约的前一天晚上，我的腹痛指数飙升到10，高烧导致浑身颤抖。
However, the condition developed rapidly, and on the night before our scheduled appointment, my abdominal pain escalated to a level of 10, and high fever caused trembling throughout my body.
于是先生和慧宁姐妹连夜将我送进 MD Anderson 的急诊室，一路上我们都在祷告。
Therefore, my husband and sister, Hui Lin, rushed me to the emergency room at MD Anderson, praying all the way.
第二天，主治医生立刻给我做了肿瘤切除手术。后来我被诊断为子宫癌有转移。
The next day, the lead doctor immediately performed tumor removal surgery. Later, I was diagnosed with uterine cancer with metastasis.
这确诊的消息对平时健康乐观的我无疑是一个严重的打击。
The diagnosis was a severe blow to someone like me who was healthy and optimistic.
开始我的情绪有些低落，但我始终坚信圣经中的每一句话都是真理。
At the very beginning, I felt a little bit low, but I always believed that every word in the Bible is true.
相信这位治好了患12年血漏的女人的神一定能治愈我。
Believing that God who healed the woman with the bleeding issue for 12 years could surely heal me.
路加福音8:48，耶稣说：“女儿啊，你的信救了你，回平安的去吧。”
In Luke 8:48, Jesus said, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace."
箴言17:22，喜乐的心乃是良药，神很关心我，让常常喜乐的这首诗歌天天回响在耳边。
Proverbs 17:22 says, "A cheerful heart is good medicine. God cares for me, and the song 'Rejoice Always' echoed in my ears every day."
常常喜乐， 向主高歌，无论环境如何，高山和低谷主都看顾，相信就能蒙福。
Always rejoice, sing praises to Him, rejoice in everything. Mountains and valleys, He is in control. Praise Him and just believe.
箴言四章二十至二十三节，要留心听我的言辞，侧耳听我的话语，都不可离开你的眼目，要存记在你心中，因为得着他的，就得了生命，又得了医治全体的良药。你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切。因为一生的果效是由心发出的。
Proverbs 4 verse 20 through 23 said, My son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it.
主的话语极大地坚定了我的信心，给我很大的盼望，让我不去看环境，只信主掌权。
The Lord's words greatly strengthened my faith and gave me great hope. I chose not to look at the circumstances, but to trust in the Lord's sovereignty.
在接下来的几个月治疗过程中，我接受了多次化疗，先后三次进ER急诊室和一次紧急抢救。
During the subsequent months of treatment, I underwent multiple rounds of chemotherapy and ended up in ER three times and one emergency rescue.
每一次我们都祷告求神的大能与平安和我同在。
Each time we pray for Lord's mighty power and peace being with me.
感谢赞美神的保守和怜悯。诗篇二十三篇，我虽然经过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。这句圣经是我真实的生命体验。
Thanks and peace be to God, for His preservation and mercy, as described in Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and the staff and Your staff they comfort me. The Bible verse became a true life experience.
再次显明神是活的。他不仅垂听祷告，并拥有复活的大能。
It once again demonstrated that God is living. He not only hears prayers, but also possesses the resurrection power.
在五月中旬进行初次治疗时，我对药物过敏出现休克。
In mid-May, during the initial treatment, I experienced an allergic reaction leading to shock.
可以说是在生死之间，经过死荫幽谷之时，在医生护士们的紧急抢救下，我才苏醒过来。
We can say that it's a life or death situation. Through urgent rescue efforts by doctors and nurses, I eventually regained consciousness.
后来医生针对我的过敏反应重新制定了治疗方案，每次治疗需要12小时。
Later, the doctor adjusted the treatment plan to address my allergic reactions, and each treatment required 12 hours.
感谢赞美主，赐优秀的医生团队和护士团队，以他们丰富的经验挽救了我的生命。
Thank the Lord for providing an outstanding team of doctors and nurses with rich experience to save my life.
治疗很有效，病情得到明显好转。
The treatment was effective, and the condition improved significantly.
感谢神。目前的主治医生说，我是非常非常幸运的人。
Thank God, my current lead doctor says that I am an extremely fortunate person.
感谢赞美神的怜悯和恩典，我很幸运有这么多教会的弟兄姐妹、家人和良师益友们为我祷告，给我们关爱。
Thank and praise compassionate and gracious Lord for the support and care that brothers and sisters.And family and good friends offered.
我最为幸运的是被父神拣选，成为他的儿女。
I am most fortunate to be chosen as a child of our Heavenly Father.
无论高山深谷，他的爱总是不离不弃。每当想起天父的慈爱，长阔高深，我时常会有着热泪盈眶的感动。
Regardless of highs and lows, His love is always unfailing. Every time I think of the vast and deep love of our Father,I am often touched and moved to tears.
在整个治疗和康复过程中，我们虽经历风雨，却安然蒙福，凭着信心经历着神的大能。
Throughout the entire medical and recovery process, we experienced storms, but were blessed and secure. With faith, we witnessed the mighty power of God.
第二点，神让我通过教会的弟兄姐妹感受到他的爱长阔高深。
The second aspect, God allowed me to feel His vast and deep love through the brothers and sisters from the church.
感谢神，在我诊断和治疗期间，从未感觉到孤单无援。我不仅有家人的陪伴和照顾，而且有很多弟兄姐妹的关怀与爱心扶持。
I'm thankful that throughout my diagnosis and treatment, I never felt alone or without support. I not only had the company and care of my family, but also the care and support of many brothers and sisters.
因他的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Because his wounds, we are healed.
我那样的微不足道，他竟如此的恩待我，让我在医院接受了 VIP 的待遇，在家里更是被呵护有加。
Though I am insignificant, he has treated me with such grace, allowing me to receive VIP treatment in the hospital and extra care at home.
神爱我们就像爱自己的同人一样宝贵。如果您和我一样经历生命的难处时，请相信耶稣爱你，他愿你我找得医治、健康、平安。
God's love for us is as precious as the apple of his eye. If you, like me, are going through the difficulties of life, please believe that Jesus loves you and desires healing and well-being for you.
在我治疗期间，教会的弟兄姐妹们和朋友们给我们很大的帮助，并为我们常常祷告。
During my treatment, brothers, sisters, and friends from church provided tremendous help and constantly prayed for us.
Katie 的弟兄姐妹每周两次给我们送餐，来自苏格兰的和 Blair 地区的弟兄姐妹们远程来我家送餐并探望，给我帮助的弟兄姐妹实在太多，由于时间关系，这里就一并表示感谢。
Brothers and sisters from Katie sent us meals twice a week, and others from areas like Sugarland and Blair drove far away to bring meals and visited me. There were so many brothers and sisters who helped meThat due to the time constraint, I cannot individually thank each one.
每一个点点滴滴都深深地印在我的脑海里。
But every little thing is deeply engraved in my memory.
特别感谢专程陪我抽血样、陪护和关爱的姐妹，在我住院期间探望并分享祷告时光的弟兄姐妹，帮我度过了最艰难的日子。
Special thanks to those who accompanied me for blood tests, provided care and love, visited me during the hospital stay, and shared prayer time, helping me through the most challenging days.
弟兄姐妹们的爱心让我很感动，同时弟兄姐妹们的电话、email 或短信沟通、探望、书籍与美食的分享、白衣天使们和弟兄和亲朋好友的问候和带导、微笑和拥抱，让我看见并领受了神的爱。
The love of brothers and sisters deeply moved me. Their communication through phone calls, emails, messages, visits, sharing of books and delicacies, greetings and intercessory prayers from doctors and nurses and loved ones, smiles and hugs, all of these allow me to see and experience love of God.
感谢赞美父神的慈爱长阔高深。
Thank and praise Father God for his compassionate love that's wide, long, deep and high.
这里我也要感谢我的家人先生邓丽江和女儿米笑，他们都很体贴照顾我。
Here I also want to thank my family, my husband 邓丽江 and my daughter Michelle for their thoughtful care.
虽然我经历生活的难处，但一直感觉很幸福，倍加珍惜上帝的恩赐，这是我尽快康复的动力之一。
Despite facing the difficulties of life, I always felt blessed and cherished God's gifts.Which became one of the driving forces for my quick recovery.
我还要感谢我的父亲母亲，是他们的养育之恩，让我有一个健康的体魄，才能对抗这次癌症的袭击。
I also want to express gratitude to my parents. It's their nurturing grace that has given me a healthy body to withstand this attack of cancer.
今年在我住院期间，我父亲得了脑梗，安然被主接回天家。北京昌平教会为他安排了安息聚会，我们都很哀伤不舍。
During my hospitalization this year, my father suffered a stroke and was peacefully taken by the Lord to his heavenly home. The Changping Church in Beijing held a memorial service for him. We are sorrowful but filled with mercy.
但充满怜悯与慈爱的主用他的话语来安慰我们。
But the Lord, full of mercy and love, he comforted us with his words.
今年年初疫情期间，我回北京照顾父母，每天为他们祷告，做营养美食和他们一起查经。
Earlier this year, during the pandemic, I returned to Beijing to take care of my parents. I pray for them daily, preparing nutritious meals and study the Bible together.
因着这段与父母相聚的宝贵时光，我要感谢主，因为我从未想到这是最后一次见到我的父亲。
For the precious time spent with my parents, I want to thank the Lord because I never imagined it would be the last time I see my father.
父亲是2016年在我们 HCA 教会受洗。
My father was baptized at HCA in 2016.
自从回国后，他与母亲参加我们福音组的网上聚会。
After returning to China, he and my mother participated in our online gospel group meetings.
他虽然是长江学者，业内资深专家，但他从来不自傲，也不去争名夺利，总是教导我们要做一个谦虚、豁达、包容的人。
Despite being a Changjiang scholar and expert in his field, he was humble, modest, and taught us to be humble and tolerant.
他现已为主打了美好的仗，安息主怀。他的言传身教会继续激励我们为主做美好的见证，这也是我尽快康复的动力之一。
He fought a good fight for the Lord, rested in peace, and his words and deeds continue to inspire us to be good witnesses for the Lord. This is also one of the driving forces for my quick recovery.
第三点，神的话语是信实的，他治愈了我。
The third aspect, God's word is faithful, he healed me.
风雨来到，才更多发现神真的可靠。
When the storms hit, we realize even more that God is trustworthy.
以赛亚书54:10，虽然大山可以挪开，小山可以迁移，但我的慈爱必不从你身上挪开，我和平的约也必不迁移，这是怜悯你的耶和华说的。
Isaiah 54:10 says, Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you.
当我做完手术被确诊为癌症时，我就早已把自己的一切完全交给主了。我始终相信主会医治我的。
When I underwent surgery and was diagnosed with cancer, I had already completely surrendered myself to the Lord, firmly believing that He would heal me.
耶利米书30:17，耶和华宣告说，我必使你痊愈，医治你的创伤。诗篇118:17，我必不至于死，仍要存活，并要传扬耶和华的作为。
Jeremiah 37 says, But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds. And Psalm 118:17 says,I will not die, but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done.
我就凭着小小的信心，每天与先生一起祷告，安然经历着神的大能和全能。
With a small faith, I pray every day with my husband, experiencing the mighty and omnipotent power of God.
在过去的这大半年时间里，无论是输血、手术、进急诊室，还是治疗，我都睡得很安稳。并且身体和气色越来越好，这就是神话语的信实和力量。
In the past 6 months, whether it was receiving blood transfusion, undergoing surgery, entering the emergency room, or going through the treatments, I slept peacefully and my body improved day by day. This is the faithfulness and power of God's word.
经过两次化疗后，检查结果出人意料的好，不仅肿瘤细胞大大减小，医生说我精神状态看上去很好。看上去非常营养滋润，我想说，感谢神垂听弟兄姐妹们的祷告，也感谢送餐的弟兄姐妹们，用他们的爱心给我们做营养可口的饭食，神的爱都充满了我的身体，赶走了疾病。
After 2 rounds of chemotherapy, the results of tests were unexpectedly good. Not only did the tumor cells significantly decrease, but the doctor also commented on my excellent mental state and healthy appearance. I want to express my gratitude for the brothers and sisters who pray for me and also prepare the delicious meals for us.
这是我康复良好的原因之一。
And that's also one of the reasons why of my speedy recovery.
感谢弟兄姐妹来我家做按手祷告，感谢神是这么多好的弟兄姐妹和良师益友，不顾酷暑暴雨，花时间花精力给我们做美食。今天我能几乎痊愈的站在这里，就是为他们美好的行为做见证。
Thanks to the brothers and sisters who came to my house to pray for me and those who, despite scorching heat and heavy rain, spend time and energy making delicious food for us. Today, as I stand here almost completely recovered, I bear witness to their wonderful deeds.
神的话语是信实的，每一句都带着能力。
God's word is faithful and every word carries power.
希伯来书十一章六节说，神赏赐那殷勤寻求他的人。
Hebrews 11:6 says, He rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
如果您还没有信主，或者没有殷勤寻求他，又在难处中，我鼓励您从今天开始阅读并听神的话语，全身心的寻求他，并遵行他的命令，您就会发现您的生命将有所改观，因为他的话语没有一句是落空的。
If you do not believe in the Lord and have not earnestly sought Him, especially in difficult times, I encourage you to start reading and listening to God's Word. Seek Him wholeheartedly and obey His commandments. You will find that your life will undergo a transformation because His Word never falls void.
信靠主，就会让我们大家带着荣耀的盼望和信心，经历他的大能和全能。
Trusting in the Lord will allow us all to experience His mighty power.
最后，我以圣经约翰三书一章二节来结束我的分享。
In conclusion, I would like to share, 3 John chapter 1 verse 2.
亲爱的朋友，愿您身体强壮，凡事亨通，正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。
Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well.
这是神借着他的话语展示他的美意，并给我们美好的启示。
This verse is a demonstration of God's goodwill through His Word, providing us with beautiful revelations.
愿神保守大家拥有喜乐安康的每一天。谢谢大家听我的分享，愿上帝将最美好的祝福送给弟兄姐妹和朋友们。
May God keep everyone in days of joy and well-being. Thank you for listening to my sharing, and may God send the best blessings to our brothers, sisters, and friends.
耶稣爱您，我们也爱你。感谢赞美神。
Jesus loves you, and we all love you. Thank and praise the Lord.